oils have effectiveness against, yes, even methicillin-resistant superbugs, even vancomycin-resistant superbugs. There is such chemical complexity associated with these compounds that they are having great effectiveness against things that in the medical community there is no answer for. And that is going to prove to be true, you heard it here, all across the board. There's a quote that was given yesterday, and I'd say it again today. The doctor of the future will be one who concerns him or herself with dealing with the body through nutrition. If we're going to fail to recognize that what we eat is who we are, it's a failure to want to be healthy, to really put it in blunt terms. Let me share with you something that I find kind of interesting. 80% of your health is determined by nutrition. 20% of your health is determined by genetics. This is a little bit of a new mind thought, a little bit of a new expression, because we used to say, well, it's all just genetics. In fact, I think you heard that yesterday from Dr. Rodier. I used to believe it was just your genetic disposition. That's just the luck of the draw. It's really not the case. There was an article that was presented in Newsweek magazine in January the 17th of 2005. It comes from a gentleman by the name of Jose Ordovez, at least that's who I'm going to quote. But there was lots of other individuals who were quoted and universities who were quoted. He's the director of the Lab for Nutrition and Genomics at Tufts University. And he gets into and he talks a little bit about gene expression. So I want to tell you a little bit about genes. And we're going to stay very superficial in this only because I want you to have a basic understanding of some of the things we're going to talk about. He's saying that the APOE, or the apolipoprotein E, which is a gene, has three different expressions, or three different alleles, or three different types. There's an E2, an E3, and an E4. He's also saying that not all of us have the same expression. In other words, you could have an E3, and I might have E2, and you might have E4. You might even have two of the E2s. We're all genetically going to express ourselves a little differently. I heard a gal speak one time. She's a physician, and I wish I could remember her name, and many of you are probably familiar with her. She cured herself of cancer, and as a medical doctor, she's become a very big proponent for health and for going into those processes and naturally. Thank you, Dr. Day. I heard her speak, and she made an interesting comment, and I don't mean to disagree with her, but I'm going to disagree with her. What she said was, we all have the same organs. We all have the same function. A liver is a liver is a liver, and it doesn't matter. They all function exactly the same way. And what I'm telling you, that isn't true. Yes, we all have the same things, but how my body reacts biochemically, physiologically, is very different than how your body's going to react. And that's what gene expression is. That's the difference between an E2 gene and an E4 gene. It means I'm going to react a little differently. And some of the ways in which you'll react differently is that if you happen to have the E2 gene, if you happen to have one or two copies of that, your chances of having high cholesterol has significantly reduced. You could probably do anything you want and not get high cholesterol, is what he's saying. If you're unfortunate enough to be one of the 15 to 30%, however, that have the E4 expression, your chances of not just high cholesterol, but of heart disease, of diabetes, are significantly increased. And if you have a lifestyle in which you smoke or use alcohol or do other things that are not nutritionally sound, your increase has substantially elevated yet again. This is what he says in that article. He's talking, now let you know and understand that a little bit. This is what he's saying. Smoking is bad for everybody, but in a person with E4, it is a total killer. We're not talking about probabilities. It's almost certain that you will get heart disease. The increased diabetes risk is found only in people who are overweight. If you stop smoking, give up alcohol, exercise, and eat a diet low in saturated fat, you can remove all of the genetic predisposition for heart disease. Not just some, but all of it. Oh, you should be jumping out of your seats. What did I just tell you? Really, what did I just say? Put the pieces together. Remember I said,